Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Yeah, great to have you with us. We're at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. As we roll through this together. We'll have our high school football preview next half hour. Johnny Holiday, the play-by-play voice of Maryland football, is going to join us at 4:06. And Kevin with a major announcement.
I am very excited, Steve. I just can't. It was a great day in sports today, and it had nothing to do with anything that you would normally be interested in.
So, once again, we're out of time. Thanks so much. Don't forget our high school football preview next half hour to be followed by, of course, Johnny Holiday at 4:06.
Pocono is getting open wheels another set of years. I'm very excited. Very excited. It's going to be August, at the end of August now. So it's off of the July 4th weekend. So you have no reason, Steve, not to get there on August 23rd. And I'm giving you plenty of time. I'm giving you plenty of time.
I already texted you.
I ignored it because you said you weren't available all summer. That's not acceptable. That's unacceptable to me.
I'm busy all summer.
I mean, there's a couple of new tracks on the schedule this year. The return of the Grand Prix of Indianapolis, which was a great interior speedway or interior road course at Indianapolis. You got the doubleheader in Detroit for IndyCar. And Pocono will be the last speedway race of the season, right before the finale at Sonoma, which, by the way, was a really, really exciting road course at the end of the season.
We'll be talking a lot of football today, high school football and college football.
A lot of straightaways as well on the on the Indy Grand Prix of Louisiana.
Repeating once again in an effort to keep the audience, we will have a lot of football talk today with high school football previews and then Penn State Maryland previews. Again, in the interest of keeping the audience, Kevin continues.
There's a great, you got that great course in Long Beach that has the fountain turn. A lot of those great little straightaways and tight turns at the new Grand Prix of Louisiana.
Repeating once again, we will be having a lot of college and high school football talk during today's show. Please do not despair or change your channel.
And it all Kevin gets underway. It all gets underway March 8th, Steve, on an early start, 11 a.m.
Repeating once again, we'll have a lot of high school and college football talk in the interest of keeping the audience engaged.
I don't think you need a disclaimer. This is exciting stuff. Okay. I take it you're not excited. Actually, it was funny. As soon as the schedule came out and I saw it, I sent you a text so that you could put August 23rd on your calendar. And you know what I got a few minutes later? I got my email from Pocono International Raceway to renew my tickets at a 20% discount, Steve, if I do it before the end of November. Not only do you get a chance to get your tickets right away, but you also get a discount. I'm just looking out for you, man. I'm willing to hook you up here for this race.
Next half hour, high school football talk, and we'll talk Penn State, Maryland. Hang in there.
It's almost over. All right, that's good. I feel better now. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to promote my favorite sport.
Good. What a relief.
I believe the text I got back from you is that you were busy and then followed it up a few minutes later with all summer.
Yes.
You know, the good thing is there's a lot of races in the spring that you'll get a chance to watch. So that takes care of that problem for you.
I'm busy between now and 2020.
I guarantee you, you have nothing. I've seen your schedule. There is nothing on your schedule in March.
Yes, there is. I've got a lot of things on my schedule in March.
What's going on
about
in March? You've got a, all right, so there's a little football going on. It's not like it's gonna. It's not like it goes on
basketball
on Sunday.
I got basketball left and right
at the end of March.
Well, last year I went to March 25th or something
right.
like that.
Well, good. This is March 29th. You have no problem.
Well, no, you never know. The season, you keep winning, keep playing.
What's your problem in April?
IndyCar.
And you've got nothing going on in May.
IndyCar.
And then, you know, then your baseball schedule starts in June, so I'll give you a pass there. So you've got a good half of the season you can watch. Steve, this is important, because if I get one more viewer, that doubles the amount of viewers that IndyCar had in the last year.
Well, it's not going to be from this broadcast, I can tell you that. Hey, how about the World Series, huh?
That was a good win last night.
Madison Bumgarner, the best single performance by a pitcher in the modern era in the World Series. Well, I would say, let's say in the last 40 years. It's interesting. Don't lose perspective on history in the game. Oh, my God. Nobody's ever done this before. Mickey Lolich, 1968 World Series, started and won games 2, 5, and 7. And not only that, they were all complete games. So don't let anybody start telling you, oh, it's never been done. Well, yes, it has.
Now, he officially got the save last night. Is that correct, Steve? Because there's been a long debate about this all morning now.
Well, I think that they got it wrong, to be frank with you.
So you feel he should have gotten the win?
Oh, he should have had the win because Affelt was in the game, and I think they gave him the win. They gave him a 5-inning save because the run was scored when Affelt was pitching. That's not where I've gone. To me, you have to be at the end of the fifth inning. Well, at the end of the fifth inning, Madison Bumgarner was the guy pitching. He should have had the win last night. But, look, what he's done is one of the top 5 World Series pitching performances in the last 60 years. And there have been some great ones. Lou Burdett in the 57 World Series for the Braves. Bob Gibson in 64 and 67 for the Cardinals. Sandy Koufax lost game. Sandy Koufax could not start game 1 of the 65 World Series because it was Yom Kippur. And being Jewish, he couldn't pitch. So he didn't. So he started game 2, which, by the way, he didn't win. Then came back and threw a shutout in game 5 and came back in game 7 and threw a shutout. He gave up 7 hits in the last 18 innings of work. And was the series MVP. And I mentioned Lolich, what Lolich did, winning games 2, 5, and 7. That was an odd World Series where they had Gibson, who had a 1.12 ERA for the Cardinals, against Denny McClain, who was on our show last year, if you recall, a 31-game winner. Gibson struck out a World Series record 17 in game 1 and beat McClain, then beat him again in Detroit. So what Mayo Smith, the manager of the Tigers, did is he flipped him. Because Lolich had pitched so great in games 2 and 5, he had McClain come back and pitch game 6, and he won it 13-1. And then Lolich pitched the 7th game and won that one. All complete games by Mickey Lolich. 1968. Yes, 46 years ago, but still, that's the mastery he had 46 years ago, pitching the same sequence of games, just more innings.
Well, Steve, just for fun, because I do strange things for fun, I must admit, I looked up the rule, and it's rule 10.17. The only way a pitcher does not get the win when he's in the game when the winning run scores is if he is a starter and did not go 5 innings or was, quote, ineffective in a brief appearance. He pitched 2 1/3 scoreless innings in relief of Hudson, and then got the win. So according to the rule, the way it's written, then the save was correctly given to Bumgarner, which, I don't know, I think I would rather have the, I think I'd rather have the longest save in World Series history. I think that's a record that'll definitely stand for a while. I mean, that's a long relief appearance.
It doesn't matter. They won.
Yeah, it's a very good point. I mean, I'm sure if you ask him right now, which means more to you, winning Game 7 or getting the longest save or the win? the ring. Thanks for playing.
It's one of the great... Look, you see what he's done the last 3 World Series he's been in 10, 12, and now 14. Bumgarner's been incredible. Why do you think I made such a big deal, and I did make a big deal, if you recall, before they faced the Pirates, that he was pitching the game? Every interview I did, every time we talked about it, name the only player I talked about.
Oh, you've said his name so much, I learned how to spell it.
Yeah. Because it's October. In October, the money's on the table. That's where the cream rises. When everybody is just as tired as you are, who's got the most in the tank? He does.
See, I also think this is a much more interesting statistic in World Series history. He's one of 2 pitchers to have 2 wins and a save in a single World Series.
Okay.
Raleigh Eastwick of the Reds in 75, is the only other pitcher to have at least 2 wins and a save in a single World Series. Mm. Well, that's an elite group.
An elite group to me is a group that has 3 complete games and wins all 3.
That's also true.
Okay. It doesn't matter. These are apples and oranges. What he did was remarkable beyond words.
He also did something that no one's done since 1979, and that's win a Game 7 on the road.
Yeah, that's when the Pirates, of course, beat the Orioles and Willie Stargell.
We are family.
Oh, you mean the Pirates? I thought you were talking about the broadcast.
No, definitely the Pirates.
Yeah, hey, you know, it'd be great. Maybe I could get Jack to go with me to Pocono.
I'm not even, if I thought that was even possible, I'd get excited about it.
You never know.
End of August. I'll be there. Will you on August 23rd?
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on a great Thursday, which means we're going to preview high school football. Then Johnny Holiday, the play-by-play voice of Maryland football and men's basketball, is going to join us in the second half hour, which would be at 4:06. Let's get rolling here with our look at high school football. We have Selins Grove, Southern Columbia. Pat O'Brien, the play-by-play voice that you'll hear on Eagle 107. Pat, great to have you back with us.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, let's talk about this matchup. Selins Grove, what works right now that the coaching staff has great confidence in?
The defense. You know, you're talking about a defense that's given up less than 10 points a game. That puts them right at or near the top in AAA in Pennsylvania. So it's a lot about the defense that is going really well for Selins Grove this year. But they're going to be tested, unlike they have all season long, with what the action that you get from the Southern Columbia Tigers. But I think for the first time, maybe in about 4 years, this defense will be up to the task to take on this Tiger offense that just puts up great numbers week in and week out.
I know the Jersey Shore game a couple of weeks ago was Jersey Shore, which is having an incredible year. But what kind of confidence is Selins Grove playing with right now?
Again, I think last week they played Milton, and Milton ran the ball pretty well. If you think about it from that point, they have to reestablish the confidence in stopping the run, and that I do think they're confident that they can, but just seeing a little bit of some leaks last week, it poses a bit of a problem as they come in to play a team like Southern Columbia. But, I think they're confident because they have a head coach, and David Hess has been around for a long, long time, and his defensive coordinator, Derek Hicks. So you know they're going to put a game plan together, and they have the personnel. That's where the confidence is, that they have the personnel to step up and play great against a Southern Columbia team that gets off such great starts all through their 9 wins, and that's going to be key to slow down their start so that they can do some things on the offensive side as well.
You need good quarterback play to win a game like this. What kind of confidence do you have there?
Well, there's a big question this week. I haven't talked to Coach Hess and what they've been doing this week. Their freshman quarterback has run into some hiccups. He started out really well against Shikellamy, came in and helped to spark a win against Shikellamy, but he's had some difficulty in the last 3 weeks, so I'm not sure if they're going to go with the freshman quarterback, Logan Leiby, or they had their senior quarterback who had started this year. He came in last week and went 4-for-4 and was able to orchestrate a drive right down the field where Selins Grove ended up running in for a touchdown. So I'm not sure what they're going to do in that standpoint. So I think this freshman quarterback's confidence has been hampered some, but I'm not sure what direction they're going in. So really, confidence-wise in their quarterback position might be affected from the past 3 weeks. It's going to be a run game that's going to have to help the quarterback along, no matter who it is, if it's Rapp or if it's Logan Leiby.
Eagle 107 for the broadcast. Pat, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve Jones. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Dave Ritchie is next. Lewisburg and Mifflinburg. They'll be playing at Susquehanna University. Dave, this is one of those good old-fashioned backyard scraps. Accurate to say?
Oh, yes, very much so. This is the Little Brown Jug game, and both communities are probably 8 miles apart. So it's one of those rivalries that sometimes you can throw out records, and you can sometimes look at who plays with the best emotion or the most desire. For example, last year, Mifflinburg surprised Lewisburg and beat them pretty handily. And a lot of those players from Mifflinburg's team are back again.
for Lewisburg right now, what's working that a coaching staff would have confidence in?
Well, definitely they've got a great pass offense. They got two of the leading receivers in the conference, along with a quarterback that's throwing very well. And last week, the backup quarterback came in and did some was actually one of the wide receivers, Trent Hanger, and scored a touchdown and picked up some passes. So their passing game is good. And last week against Warrior Run, they got the running game back on track. Logan Ikey, their fullback, was over 100 yards, as was their halfback in Drew Newcomb.
Matchup-wise, what would be matchup concerns against Mifflinburg?
Well, Mifflinburg has a terrific quarterback in Jordan Wagner, and he, too, also has the two best receivers in the Heartland Conference, and Tristan Martin and Brian Zimmerman, who combined have almost 1,400 yards or 1,400 receiving yards this year. So it's going to be a really interesting night for the secondary. You know, Lewisburg's secondary has not been tested as much as they were last year, but I'm sure that that Mifflinburg will throw the ball and try to maybe establish the run with the pass, and that's something that Lewisburg hasn't seen for a while. So it'll be an entertaining game. I can almost guarantee it down on the turf at Susquehanna on Friday night.
Lewisburg Mifflinburg at Susquehanna University. It's on the Valley 100.9. Dave, as always, a pleasure.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good call this week.
Appreciate it, Dave, very much. We go to Milton at Shikellamy. And Steve Williams on WMLP 1380 will have the Milton call. Steve, tough game last week with Selins Grove, yet they were able to run the football. What did they find there?
Well, actually, you're correct. The Milton Black Panthers probably had their best game of the season last week against Selins Grove. They were able to get Brandon Stokes between the tackles, and that opened up the outside for Jovan Garrison, who probably had one of his better games of the season. That's really all they have, because they still have not developed a passing game. They were just able to get Stokes going, and Selins Grove knew he was their best running back, so that opened things up.
Obviously, things have been tough. Have you appreciated, though, the kind of effort they're putting in there?
Yeah. When I talk about Brandon Stokes, that kid plays from, you know, the opening kickoff until, you know, they're running back into the locker room. Jovan Garrison the same way. The good thing is that they're starting to discover some other kids that they're going to be able to bring along, guys like Raph Rodriguez, who had a touchdown last week. In fact, one of the longest runs from scrimmage in our area last week. Raph has had some issues with hanging on to the ball, has fumbled it, seems to have gotten over that, but he's really quick. When he gets around the corner and gets his shoulder square, he's a tough guy to catch.
When you're in a situation like this, a team is playing a lot of the game uphill, and I know I've asked you this before. I think I asked you this a couple of weeks ago. But just mentally, Steve, how important would it be for Milton to play the game with the lead?
Well, it'd be nice if they could get the lead. They've had a couple games where they get off to a good start. The second half has been really tough for them. They don't have a whole lot of extra bodies out there, so they've got guys playing both ways. And, you know, fatigue can become an issue, especially with the size of some of the kids that Shikellamy has. That's really the only way that they're going to be able to do anything, because without the passing game, they are not built for big comebacks.
How tough is it when the margin of error is that small?
It's very tough. Again, it's the thing that really makes it tough is that they just don't have a lot of players to plug in. They've got some kids that you know, are playing very, very hard, about as much as they can. But, you know, they've had some defections, and they've had to put some freshmen and some sophomores that probably really wouldn't have seen much game time. But, you know, now they're playing, so there really is no margin of error for them.
1380 WMLP will have the game with Steve Williams on the call. Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you, Steve.
And now for the Shikellamy side, the play-by-play voice of Shikellamy Braves football, Kevin Herr. Kevin, they're coming off a win. They racked up 35 points in that game. Right now, what is working for Todd Tilford's team?
Well, the offensive line. That has been the biggest patchwork and work in progress through the middle part of the season. You know, Shikellamy really started throwing the ball with Christian Slagle very well toward week 3, 4, and then 5, and then started to slide a little bit in the middle of the season when they had some injuries up front. And to give you an idea, they're playing two sophomores and a freshman now up front in the front five. And those guys are just starting to get comfortable playing along together and giving Christian Slagle some time. And last week was a great example of what happens when everything does seem to click. And Slagle had another great passing game, over 250 yards in the air, and also 100 yards itself, 100 yards alone, going to Sean Turber, including another great touchdown grab and double coverage in the middle of the end zone. Those are the type of things. Shikellamy has the playmakers, and as Todd Tilford has said, we just have to get them the football at this point. And by having some time, that offensive line starting to work together a lot better, giving Christian Slagle some time, has been a big part of the offense from last week alone.
Anyone knows that Shikellamy going into this game at this stage of the season is the prohibitive favorite against Milton. How great a test of maturity is this?
Well, it's going to be a really big one because you have a potential rematch with either Selins Grove or Jersey Shore in the first round of the playoffs coming up in a week. The last thing you want to do with 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old high school boys is to get them to think about maybe a game that's a week away, because Milton right now is playing a playoff game. This is their playoff game. They're only going to play this game, and if they can win this one, it puts a really big springboard into the next season, and it makes those offseason workouts a lot easier. Shikellamy can't afford to look past this game. They have to look at this game, and they have to get everything clicking as well. You don't want to have a bad game going into the playoffs. When the Braves have done that in the past, the last few years, they've really struggled in that first playoff game.
Schedule-wise, they played a good schedule. Do you think it's paying dividends now?
It would be interesting to see if the record would be a little bit more on the win, with a little bit more on the win side than maybe five at this point, if they would have had everybody healthy. A couple of key losses early in the season, I think, really made some games a little bit more one-sided than normally would have been, especially with that difference in the offensive line. I think it's been a big part of the character building of this team is finding guys that are ready to step into those slots and make a big difference. And I think on the defensive side of the ball, it has been really shown with the linebackers. I mean, they've gone through three and four different linebackers this year, and going through a tough schedule like this just – it really does build a lot of character, and the young guys getting a lot of experience is going to be a big help coming in the next few years as well.
So again, you'll hear that game on News Radio 1070 WKOK with our award-winning team of Kevin Herr and the coach Dick Hort as Milton plays at Shikellamy. Milton side of the broadcast with Steve Williams and company on 1380 WMLP. Of course, it'll be Selins Grove in Southern Columbia. Pat O'Brien and company with that one on Eagle 107. And on the Valley 100.9, it's Lewisburg against Mifflinburg at Susquehanna University. And again, the Valley 109 will have that. But again, our game tomorrow night, Milton at Shikellamy on News Radio 1070 WKOK. 7 o'clock, the kickoff. Airtime set for 6:30. Johnny Holiday, next half hour as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Hope you're enjoying our high school football previews every week. Get you ready for Friday night and the games that you'll hear on the Sunbury Broadcasting family of stations. Also in the Sunbury Broadcasting family of stations will be Bucknell on Eagle 107 back in action. Lafayette this week at home. Homecoming at Mathewson Stadium. And, of course, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, noon the kickoff, 10:30 the airtime Saturday with Penn State hosting Maryland. And you'll hear it right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So another big football weekend coming up for you here that all gets rolling on Friday night. It's been a fun addition for us to hear the voices that you hear on the Valley 100.9 and WMLP 1380 on Eagle 107. And, of course, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK to preview all the games, which really encompasses a good chunk of the teams in the Valley that are playing and matchups and so forth. So we're looking forward to bringing you all those games, including our award-winning broadcast with Kevin and the coach, Dick Hort, as Shikellamy hosts Milton tomorrow night at 7. They'll be on the air tomorrow night beginning at 6:30.
And, Steve, I did
looking
some...
forward to that.
I'm sorry. I was going to say I did some work here earlier today. It took me about an hour.
Yeah,
I knew you'd be happy. Funny man.
I just got a text from Roger. He's confused. Something about being confused.
Something about working? I've never heard that before.
I'm confused.
I actually spent some time trying to work some numbers, and I found some playoff scenarios that I thought impact several of the teams that you hear on the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. Shikellamy automatically gets the 3 seed with a win over Milton and a Shamokin loss to Mount Carmel. If Shamokin wins over Mount Carmel, they get the 3 seed, and Shikellamy will be the 4. That basically means you either have to travel to Selins Grove or to Jersey Shore. If Shikellamy and Shamokin both lose, Shikellamy becomes the 3 seed with a win by Lewisburg and wins by Montoursville or Danville and a Line Mountain loss. Shamokin becomes the 3 seed with a Mifflinburg win and a Montoursville or Danville loss. Now, the AA, Lewisburg is looking for a home game, and it looks as if they win over Mifflinburg and Mount Carmel loses to Shamokin, Lewisburg would get a home game to start the playoffs. And then my favorite one, are you ready for this one? Line Mountain has a mathematical possibility of still making the single-A playoff. They need a win over East Juniata and wins from St. Joseph's and Halifax, losses from Canton, Muncie, Sayre, Bucktail, Montgomery, North Penn, and Cowanesky Valley. Then it would appear to go to a tiebreaker that would take it down to points given up, and Line Mountain would win that in a tiebreaker.
Next half hour, a physicist from the University of Chicago will join us to discuss the Manhattan Project.
I said I knew I should have taken a statistics class.
I usually just wait to tell me where I'm going next.
Well, but see, that's part of the fun of Week 10 Friday night, you know, in the second half of latter half of the evening.
There isn't a single person listening right now that understands what you just said.
I know.
I mean, part of it was I tuned out, but that's...
Well, I was going to say, part of it was you weren't listening in the first place. But why should that be different than any other time I speak?
Huh?
I mean, that's a complex scenario there. By the way, Line Mountain would likely go to the Eastern Conference as well with a win. So it looks like they may see a playoff action
I would expect that.
Looks like they'll see playoff action no matter what. But everybody else, there's still a lot of positioning to go on. Some for a home game. Some to get a little bit better matchup, maybe. But for the most part, at this part of the season, most of the teams are in, and the ones that aren't really going to be in, which is unusual, because usually there's a little bit more of a muddled situation, especially in that District 4 AA.
We should go back to IndyCar. I understand that the Pocono race is going to be August 23rd.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. There's 3 turns there. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, it's the tricky triangle.
There you go.
Been there.
Yes, you have.
Very quickly, the Florida State will take on Louisville tonight. Saints and Carolina Panthers tonight. But that's on NFL Network tonight. The CBS part of the Thursday night television package is done. So it's NFL Network from now on for Thursday night NFL football, and it's Carolina and the Saints tonight. And Florida State's playing Louisville tonight. Louisville has an excellent defense. Now, whether they're good enough against Florida State, we'll find out, but those are the games tonight. Now that we know that baseball season is over after the brilliance of Madison Bumgarner last night.
Is it Louisville or is it Louisville? I'm just asking.
It doesn't matter.
Matters if you're from Louisville.
Then move there.
No, I have family there. That's why I asked. They're correcting me. They corrected me a lot.
Then what did they tell you?
Louisville.
Well, good for them.
Now, the next time you make your trip there, you'll be all squared away.
Johnny Holiday, the voice of Maryland football and men's basketball, next half hour, who will bring sanity to the broadcast. You live in a different world, don't you?